Good afternoon. We're now joined by the Coke Zero Sugar pre-race concert performer, MCA Platinum, MCA National Recording Office, Artist, Josh Turner. Josh will perform a pre-race concert out on the pit road in the Trioval prior to tonight's 60th annual Coke Zero Sugar 400. Josh is from South Carolina, and from his 2003 platinum-selling debut, Long Black Train, to his most recent 2017 Billboard number one release, Deep South, Josh has garnered multiple Grammy, CMA, and ACM nominations. Josh, welcome to Daytona National Speedway. I know you've played NASCAR tracks before, but talk about playing at the World Center of Racing prior to one of the most prestigious NASCAR races of the season.
Well, first of all, it's you know, it's not a new experience for me, but this is my first time to come here to Daytona proper, and just and be able to play for these fans here, and it's an honor for me. I know there's a lot of history here, and you know, the NASCAR crowds just really coincide with country music crowds. They always have, and so that kind of makes my job a little easier. So.
What's the atmosphere out for a NASCAR race? What's the atmosphere like from the fans and the response you get as you're performing out there?
Honestly, there's a lot going on. You know, so I know I'm not going to hold everybody's attention when I get out there, because there's so many things going on. So I try to keep the talking to a minimum and just keep it all about the music and just play the hits that they know and love and recognize. So.
Excellent. Anybody you're pulling for tonight, or do you have a favorite driver?
Not nowadays, but the guy that I grew up kind of rooting for was Cale Yarborough. He was kind of a hometown, you know, boy, where I'm from, South Carolina, and he was just a colorful character and still is, and I think he won this race four times, even the year that I was born. So, you know, Cale's always been my favorite.
Excellent. I will now open it up for questions. We'll start up right up here with Greg, and then we'll go on the back.
Two-part question, Josh. Greg Engel, Auto Week. Obviously, being from South Carolina, there's like a state law there that you have to go to Darlington at least once in your life.
Yeah.
Have you been to a Southern 500?
I have been. Yes and no, actually. I was there to sing the anthem there one time, but it got rained out, so I hung out all day at the track just to do nothing. So went to the driver's meetings, all that kind of stuff. It was kind of cool, but didn't get to see them race.
And the second part of the question, obviously, kind of from a technical standpoint, it's hotter than hell out there. How do you guys take that into account? Because obviously you have to keep your energy levels in check. And did you make any special allowances? And, you know, maybe we're not going to play this song because we get too crazy or anything like that?
No, I mean, I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt. That's first and foremost. And I'll be wearing my shades, and I've been, you know, staying hydrated. But yeah, it's luckily I've never, you know, passed out, you know, from playing in the heat on the stage. But, you know, growing up in South Carolina, working in the tobacco fields and all that, I'm kind of accustomed to the heat and humidity. Usually when I go out west into a drier climate, it's a lot harder on this old South Carolina boy. So, you know, being here in Daytona won't be too tough for me. So,
okay. In the back.
Hi, I'm Vipul Talang, the Avion newspaper. Josh, if you could drive any car, like if you could own any car, what would it be and why?
If I could own any car, wow, I have no idea. I'm a Ford guy. So I just divided the room by saying that. I don't know. I've never been a sports car kind of guy. I'm more of a truck guy. But if I had to own one, I'd probably say, you know, like some kind of souped up Shelby Mustang or something. I don't know.
Okay, and then we have one more in the back with Dinah, way in the back there. Dalton's got it.
Dinah Pulver with the Daytona Beach News Journal. I'm supposed to tell you hi from my daughter, Rosie. She's an enormous fan.
Okay.
So what's the fastest you've ever driven on the road?
I don't
think there's a statute of limitations.
Yeah, I hope not. I want to say it was like maybe 120. and I actually spun out into somebody's yard and came within inches of hitting a pine tree. And ever since then, I've been driving like a grandpa. So it scared me half to death. So, yeah, I drive the speed limit, and I have ever since. So,
excellent. Anything else? We'll go one more right back over there.
Rajan Khanna, Avion Newspaper. Have you ever been able to drive like shotgun with a NASCAR driver on track?
No, not in a race car, but I've been in the pace car, which I guess is a step down substantially. But yeah, it was still crazy to be able to get out there and take it around the track like that, you know, and feel how the embankment and all that feels. You know, it's pretty crazy.
Well, excellent. Oh, we're going to go right back to Donna. She's got another one. That's fun.
It's like we're playing ping pong.
What is your favorite venue? What's your favorite place to perform?
Somebody asked me that earlier today. I don't know that I could name one favorite because I was telling them that, honestly, it just kind of comes down to the crowd because it doesn't matter how great the venue is, if the crowd's not really, if you're not really connecting with the crowd like you want to, it kind of, you know, takes away from it. But you could be playing, you know, in a rat hole of a venue, but if it's a good crowd and they're getting something out of it and you feel like you're connecting with them and gaining new fans and that kind of stuff, that's what it's always been about for me, is the people. I don't really care about what building I'm in or what venue I'm in. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of great venues out there. A lot of venues sound really awesome and all of that, nice facilities. But unless you have that crowd that's really, you know, into what you're doing, you know, it doesn't really mean a whole lot. So,
okay, we'll wrap things up. Josh, looking forward to the performance in just a few minutes out there on the Tri-Oval. Best of luck. Thank you.
Look forward to it.